We know Joe Pace for great music, songs, Stellar nominations, Dove nominations, and more. Is there any particular song on this project you think could be a Stellar nominated song?
Well, that's always one of those trick questions. And I'll tell you, I'll kind of flip it. A song that we really feel strongly about, in terms of its cross-cultural appeal, is a song called "Forever," and it's not the typical, church vibe as we would describe it in the urban experience. It's more of a crossover tune, more of a contemporary Christian kind of tune that people are embracing the spectrum, cultural spectrum, and we're really excited about what it is and what it says and what it does. So songs like that, songs like "Speak a Word," and "Great Jehovah God" are all songs, including the current single, that we feel real strongly about. And not only in terms of prayerfully what their recognition in the industry, but more importantly, their visibility and the blessings that we believe that they can be to the body of Christ.
Joe, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about the song "Glad About It." Where were you musically and spiritually in your life when you penned that song?
About it. We're going back a couple projects now. For me, a lot of these songs, even "Glad About It" and now the current single, a lot of the songs, believe it or not, like this, have come from me out of trying times and trying experiences where God has to remind me that oftentimes my worship is prophetic. And even though I don't see it, even though sometimes I'm not feeling it at the moment, if I can continue to declare the truth of his word and the truth of who he is, even in my music, God challenged me, "I dare you to write about my goodness and my greatness, even when you're going through hell. Write about how wonderful I am and how glad that I have blessed you and saved you up to this point, even though you don't feel it, even though you're being squeezed, even though you have the pain." And so these songs, like those, have actually been birthed out of those times of, "God, regardless of what's going on, I'm going to declare your goodness." And so, those things have those kind of, I wish I could just say, "Well, I was just thumbing through the Psalms and, I just pulled out how glad, well, that's a cute kind of." No, these are true sacrifices of praise that God has challenged me to pen, even in the midst of the things that we're going through. So, that's kind of the landscape, even as we're writing some of these declarations.
We know you for, like, "We Worship You," "Foundation," "Speak Life." And again, we talked about, just finished talking about "Glad About It," "Hallelujah Anyhow," "High and Lifted," "High and Lifted Up," and "Mighty Long Way," just to name a few. And it could go on and on and on. What keeps a Joe Pace humble?
Well, life has a way of doing that. And also being plugged and connected into your local church. That for me has a way of keeping you humble. And I tell you, when you get around the mothers of the church, the mothers don't care if you got 5 Grammys, 20 Grammys, nothing. All they know is, "I want you to get up there on that piano and play that song I want to hear." They don't care who you are. And they have a way of keeping you and reminding you, or as so often to say, keeping the real thing the real thing. They have an outline to you who you are and who you're not. I like staying around that because it helps you to walk softly and keeps you very humble. And if you walk in a spirit of service, because anybody who knows us in ministry, that's what ministry is, service. And to do that level or local level helps to also keep your perspective and your head on straight, that you haven't gotten so big that, you can't serve others. And so that throughout the years has helped me to maintain a real sense of self-awareness, as it were, of who I am and who I'm not. And if it weren't for God, I couldn't do anything that's being done now.
The project, Praise for the Sanctuary, it'll be out next month, October?
October
19th.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll be looking for that, Joe. Joe Pace, the project, Praise for the Sanctuary, it will be out October 19th. Joe, how can people get you? Do you Twitter, your Facebook, or anything like that?
We Twitter, we